This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She is a fantastic advocate of the game. She loves golf. She covers it. She does a fantastic job when she gets to interview the faces of the world of golf. But tomorrow, I'm finally envious and slightly jealous of you, Ann Liguori, as you join us here on the John Kincaid Show.
What do you mean, finally?
Because you won the lottery. Because I get to do a lot of the cool things that you do, and I get to go to the Masters pretty much every year. I get to get down there. So that's. But you are going to play Augusta National tomorrow morning.
Well, I think you're going to hate me even more because this is the third time I'm going to be able to play it the Monday
after. Okay, now I really hate you.
What's so funny is I got my lottery ticket number was 13.
And as soon as
I got that number, I just knew that I was going to get picked. You know when you have that feeling that something's going to happen? So, yeah, I'm very psyched. It's supposed to be 82 degrees tomorrow,
Beautiful. Sunny,
no wind. So I'm psyched.
Tell me, before we get talking about the Masters, tell me what you learned from your first two rounds at Augusta that you will put into play tomorrow, that you will do it differently, because I guarantee you, you've thought about things that you learned, you put in your little mental notebook.
Oh, absolutely. I've been thinking about it all weekend. Just to have fun and not worry about the score, just to, you know, really focus on your game and take some pictures. And you know, the caddies are great. They make you feel really relaxed, you know. I get to hit from the members' tees. So,
Excellent.
It's really about putting. So just try to keep the ball in the fairway. And then when you get around the greens, just, you know, to me, it's all about putting and getting the speed down.
Will you please post a few pictures tomorrow? So everybody can follow along on Twitter and be able to check him. And I'm sure on Facebook, too, we'll be able to see it, too. Tell us about today, though. That leaderboard, Ann, if I had said to you early in the week, pick some storylines to have towards the top of the leaderboard, I bet some of the storylines that you would have picked are sitting right there to be talked about.
It is unbelievable. You have six players within four shots of the lead. You have a couple past Masters champion. You have an Olympic gold medalist. You just, there's so many great stories, and anything can happen. You know, it's you have Justin Rose, who's just unflappable. I remember watching him at Marion and at the U.S. Open in 2013, how tough he was there. He won the Olympic gold medal. He's just so sharp, and he's up there. And Sergio Garcia, maybe it's Sergio Garcia's time. I mean, as you know, he's fighting for his first major title in 73 starts, and maybe the golf gods are with him because of what happened yesterday in the 13th. That second shot looked like it was going to go right into Ray's Creek, and it hung on that bank. That bank is steep. And it stopped, and it could even have rolled back into the water, but it didn't. And then he chipped on from there and made birdie. So, you know, you have to have the breaks go your way as well. And so maybe it's Sergio's time.
How did Jordan Spieth manage to overcome what could have been a disaster with that nine that he wrote down? How did he manage to turn that around to the way he's playing right now?
Well, you know, he's just on a mission, and unbelievable.
That quad
in the first round, plus three. Coming back, he shot the 69 in the second round, the 68 yesterday. I was reading on it this morning, and only one player shot as high as a 75 in the first round here and came back to win it. And that was Craig Stadler back in 1982. So, you know, but if anybody can do it, Jordan Spieth can. He's on that mission. He's
the best putter,
so
right?
Focused.
He's the best putter of everybody in this field, correct? I mean, Rose has ice water in his veins, but.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, you have to do everything right. Scrambling, you have to know how to get out of trouble. You know, his iron shots have been superb. he can do it. He could certainly do it. And remember, you know, he won it in 2015. Last year, despite the debacle with the quad on 12, he came in second. And he came in second in 2014. So he, you know, he's been right there, you know, in the last couple of years after winning it in 2015.
He's become a bit of the human rain delay, Ann, for me, though. On the, like, looking over the putts, sometimes I feel like I need to go shave after waiting for him to line up a putt. Please don't do that tomorrow.
I know.
Please don't do that when you're on the course.
He's very deliberate. Very deliberate.
Tell me the story that if Ann Liguori got to write the best story today, would it be Sergio? Would that be the best story? Or how about a Ricky Fowler? Everybody's talking about, is it Sergio's time? Isn't Ricky Fowler beyond time right now also?
Well, yeah, Ricky Fowler, he's 28 years old, ranked 8th in the world, has 4 PGA Tour victories. You know, a couple years ago, 2014, he finished in the top 5 in all 4 of the majors. And he's just been playing so well. He won the Honda Classic this year. But, you know, Sergio is 37. Sergio has been around forever. Sergio wants to win so badly on today, which would have been Seve Ballesteros' 60th birthday.
Wow.
And so that would be a great story. Sergio was, you know, Seve was Sergio's idol. And, you know, he's more mature now. He's engaged to be married. He's having fun. So hopefully he can stay in it and not make any mistakes. It's just, you know, you have to just be unflappable. So, you know, look, it'd be great if Ricky won as well. But I think it's Sergio's time. He's in his prime. He has to win.
Now, you're going to be working all afternoon. So if people turn into CBS Sports Radio all afternoon, they're going to be hearing all of your reports coming up on what time every hour does people
every
have to be tuned
bottom
in?
Of the hour
gotta
starting
tune in.
At about 11:30.
All right, I got to ask you the final question. It's always most important. I ask you every year because I have walked out of there poor at times. How much have you spent in the pro shop this week, in the gift shop this week, for other people, for Christmas gifts, things like that? What? How much have you spent?
Seriously?
Yes.
A lot of money.
I've got my worst year. My worst year, I think I was around $700.
Oh, well, I've taught that.
Oh, my gosh.
A couple times over. Yeah.
Every time you go in there,
they bring in new merchandise. If you go in
right.
a little later in the week, there's, you know, cashmere sweaters and different, you know,
different
mugs
hats.
And, T-shirts. Yeah. So, you know,
man,
and I'm
that's
a shop.
Awesome.
I'm a shopper. So.
Gotta love it.
You know, I buy all my Christmas presents this week.
That's
really do.
Yes, you should. And it's a great. And do you ship them back right next door?
I have to tell you, this year I drove here from Florida.
Oh,
so
okay.
Now, and that even gave me
let you have more.
To buy more.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. How fun
And
is
we're
that?
Looking forward to the reports all day. And let us in the window tomorrow. I can't wait to see some of the pictures and everything.
I can't wait. Definitely.
Thanks,
will.
Ann.
Thanks,
always
Seth.
A pleasure.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.